Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to The Sound of Power, a time of intercessory prayer with the Prophetic Intercessors Network. We are going to get started in just a moment. Again, we want to thank you for dialing in this morning to The Sound of Power with prayer with the Prophetic Intercessors Network. Thank you. If you have prayer requests, we want you to go ahead and share your prayer requests at this time. And there is just a little slight background noise. Again, if you are on this morning and you have prayer requests, we want you to go ahead and share your prayer requests at this time. Otherwise, we're going to move forward into our time of prayer.
Well, good morning, Ella Melinda. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mother. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank God. I've just may use the prayer, salvation for my children and healing for my body. And pray for my granddaddy.
Amen.
Thank you.
Certainly we should keep you lifted. And the intercessors that are on the call, can you please go ahead and announce yourself?
Donald.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Janelle.
Good morning, Janelle. Amen.
Carla.
Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Mona.
Mona, okay, great. Thank you. Good morning, Mona.
Good morning.
Amen. So that's Donald, Carla, Mona, and Janelle. And Mom, if I'm not mistaken, you're not going to be available to pray. Is that correct?
I will.
Okay, you will. Okay. Okay, as we have already heard the prayer request this morning from Mother Margie, so even as you're praying, please remember that prayer petition this morning. We're going to ask Donald to open up, followed by Carla, followed by Mona, who would be followed by Janelle, and then I will do the closeout. Praise the Lord. And we're going to keep our time to 7 minutes, and what I'm going to do is I'll mute the intercessor right around that 7 minute time mark so that the next intercessor can jump right on in. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Donald, please open us up.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, O God. We magnify your name this morning. Father God, we pray this morning, O God, for energy and strength, O God. We pray in the name of Jesus, O God, that we set ourselves, O God, to fight a good fight of faith. O God, we choose, O God, to lay hold, O God, of eternal life, O God, where our physical strength and stamina, O God, are connected, O God. We pray, O God, for the joy of the Lord is our strength, O God. We pray, O God, the Lord is the strength of our life, O God. His wisdom is our strength, O God. We pray, O God, to strengthen, O God, us, O God, with your might, O God, the spirit of the inner man, O God, which renew us day by day. We wait upon the Lord, O God, and he will renew our strength. We will mount up with wings like eagles, O God. We will walk and not be weary, O God, and we will run and not faint, O God. Holy Spirit, O God, get hold, O God, of our hearts and our minds, O God. We ask you this morning, O God, to step in, O God, to our well-being, O God. Help us, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, to quicken our steps, O God, to walk in the presence, O God. O God, in your mighty name, O God, we ask you, O God, as we bring forth, O God, the request, O God, that's here before thee, O God. Father God, for strength, O God, and courage, O God, and for you, O God, to renew, O God, our strength, O God, to renew our courage, O God. We ask you, O God, Lord, to touch each and every individual on this line, O God, all the requests that was presented, O God. We thank you, O God, that we were, O God, blessed, O God, to open our eyes, O God, and to see this brand new day, a day that which was never promised to us, O God. Word of God, Lord Jesus, O God, because of your grace and your mercy, O God. O God, you give us, O God, another privilege, O God, another day, O God. We thank you, O God, that we can come, O God, cooperatively, O God, to seek you, O God, to honor you, O God, to lift you up, O God, to call upon your name, O God. O God, touch us, O God, in a mighty way, O God. Order our steps, O God. Help us, O God, as we walk this walk with you, O God, that we will not get weary, O God, but we will continue, O God, to fight a good fight, O God. Father God, regardless of the circumstance, O God, we will continue to seek you, O God, to call upon you, O God, to lift you up, O God. Father God, we thank you, O God, this morning, O God. O God, for the privilege, O God, that we can come, O God, and we can call upon your name, O God, and we can seek you, O God. O God, Lord Jesus, O God, move into our lives like a rushing wind, O God. O God, quicken us, O God. Help us, O God, to walk, O God, in the presence, O God, of you, O God. And we will not fulfill, O God, the desire of your flesh, of our flesh, O God. Father God, O God, we thank you, O God, this morning, O God, for all of the gifts that you have given to us, O God. We thank you, O God. O God, for all the blessings, O God, that you have restored upon us, O God. We thank you, O God, for restoring our minds and our bodies, O God. O God, for restoring, O God, Lord Jesus, O God. O God, our organs, O God. We thank you, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, to touch, O God, every organ in our body, O God. O God, Lord Jesus, our heart, O God. O God, our liver, O God, our kidneys, O God. Our veins, O God, Lord Jesus, O God. Allow the blood to flow freely, O God. Remove all potential sickness and diseases, O God, that will want to invade our lives, O God. O God, we stand in your word because we know that by your stripes we are healed, O God. And no sickness, O God, will overpower us, O God. We know, O God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, O God, and we will not want of anything, O God. We know, O God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, O God, that you are the mighty healer, O God. We know, O God, Lord, so that we can come running to you, O God. We know, O God, that we can call upon your name, O God. And you, O God, will answer us, O God. O God, provide for us, O God. Protect us, O God, Lord Jesus, O God, from the snare of the fowlers, O God. Cover us, O God, with your feathers, O God. O God, under your wings we will take refuge, O God. You will hide us under that rock, O God. O God, Lord Jesus, O God, we pray this morning, O God, that we will seek you, O God, with all that we have, O God. We will call upon you, O God. We will continue, God, to seek you, O God, day by day, O God, regardless of the spite of the challenges, O God, that we have faced, O God. Because we know, O God, through the fire, O God, that you put us through, O God, we will come out, O God, without smoke, O God, without smelling of smoke, O God. We know, O God, that you will take care of us, O God. Father God, we bring, O God, all our ministries before you. Touch, O God, every congregation, O God, every church body, O God, every member, every deacon, every deaconesses, O God, every pastor, O God. O God, we ask you, O God, to touch them, all the auxiliaries, O God. O God, strengthen them, O God. The kids' ministries, O God, Lord Jesus, we ask you to stretch forth your hands, O God. O God, and to touch each and every kid, O God. O God, give them, O God, a desire, O God, to seek you, O God. We ask you, O God, to put the prayers back into the schools, O God. Father God, you see, O God, we pray for this country. O God, we pray, O God, that they give proper exercise proper wisdom, O God. O God, they're looking, O God, to put guns, O God, in the hands of the teachers, O God. But what about prayers, O God, at what they're taking out from the schools, O God? O God, the prayers are the answer, O God. Oh God, this morning, oh God, they have everything turned upside down. Oh God, we pray for these kids, oh God, for all these shooting, oh God, that is happening in different areas, in different states, oh God. Father God, this has never happened before. But we ask you, oh God, we know, oh God, that the devil is running rampant, oh God. We know there are demonic spirits all over, oh God. And we pray, oh God, this morning, oh God, that we put our feet, oh God, in the head of the serpent, oh God. Oh God, we destroy the serpent, oh, we destroy the demons, oh God. Oh God, that has been running wild, that is getting into the hearts of these kids, oh God. Father God, we pray for the teachers, oh God, that they will have use wisdom, oh God. We pray, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, and let your power, oh God, invade the schools, oh God. Oh God, let the lawmakers, oh God, understand, oh God, that regardless, oh God, of what they try to do, oh God, when we remove you, oh God, from the schools, from our hearts, from our homes, oh God, chaos happens, oh God. And we ask you this morning, oh God, to let wisdom, oh God, go into the hearts, oh God, of the president, the White House, oh God, all those, oh God, who sit and make laws, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for all that you've done. We thank you, oh God, for the Holy Spirit, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to continue, oh God, to help us, oh God, as we continue to seek you, oh God. We pray for communities, oh God. We pray for subdivisions, oh God. We pray, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, let your spirit, oh God, move in those areas, oh God. Oh God, let people come to that sense of awareness, oh God. Without you, there is nothing, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you've already done, oh God. As in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you on this morning, oh God, as we enter into your gates on this morning, oh God, with thanksgiving, oh God, and into your courts with praise, oh God. We're thankful unto you on this morning, oh God, and we're blessing your holy name on this morning, God. We are rejoicing in you, oh God, and we are exceedingly glad on this morning. Father, we just acknowledge you, God, for who you are, for you are the great God, you are the mighty God, you are the true and the living God, the holy, the righteous, the sovereign God. You are the possessor of all things, and you are the creator of the heavens and the earth, oh God. We thank you on this morning, Father God, for you are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the God who was, the God who is, and the God who is to come, the God same yesterday, today, and forevermore, oh God. Father God, we thank you that you are the God who will never leave or forsake us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, oh God, that besides you, oh God, that there is no other, oh God. So we just trust you on today, Father God. Hallelujah. We trust you, oh God, with all of our hearts, with all of our mind, God, with all of our soul, our strength, Father God, for we know, oh God, that your ways are not our ways, God. Neither are your thoughts our thoughts on today, oh God. But your ways and your thoughts, oh God, are so much higher than ours, oh God. Father God, so we know, oh God, that, Father God, that you hold all things in your hand, oh God. Hallelujah, God, and you're ruling and you're reigning, oh God. So we just thank you on this morning, Father God. We know that you are the God who knows the beginning from the end from the beginning, and all that is in between, Father God. So we just thank you on this morning, God. We trust you, oh God, whatever you will, whatever you plan, whatever you purpose, God, whatever you ordain, whatever you call forth to be so on this morning, Father God. Father God, let our souls, God, come in alignment with that on this morning, Father God. We know, God, that you are our King, and we're under your divine auspices on this morning, Father God. So we yield, oh God, to your lordship on this morning, God. We yield, oh God, to the Spirit of the living God on this morning, Father God. We yield, oh God, and we yield these vessels unto you on this morning, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, your word says that how can two walk together, oh God, except they agree, Father God. So we come in agreement with the Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, for that which you're willing and you're calling for in this hour, oh God, of your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we just thank you, Father God, for your plans on this morning, Father God. We ask, Father God, that even as we yield to you on today, Father God, we ask, oh God, that you would just have your way in us, Father God. God, that you would continue to make us, Father God. You would continue to mold us, and you would continue to shape us, Father God, into that which you called us to be on today, Father God. Father God, let us walk worthy of the vocation, of the calling, God, wherewith you have called us to, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you on this morning, God. Let us be renewed in the spirit of our minds, Father God. Even though our outward man perishes, inward man is being renewed day by day, Father God. Oh God, and help us to just come in alignment, oh God, in that which you're calling for, this day, Father God. Father God, I lift up purpose and destiny, every purpose and every destiny, oh God, on this line on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that which you willed and purpose and preordained and ordained, oh God, and ordained, oh God, before the foundation of the world, Father God. God, your word says, God, except the Lord builds a house, oh God, they that labor, oh God, build it in vain, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. So as we yield to you, Father God, hallelujah, God, that you would have your way, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we are confident and fully persuaded, Father God, that he who has begun a good work in us, oh God, is able to complete this work, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Father God. So we yield our hearts, oh God, and our minds and our spirits over to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. God, let us be like trees, oh God, that is planted by the rivers of living water, Father God, that we shall bring forth fruit in our good season, in our season, oh God. Oh God, that our leaves shall not wither, oh God, and whatsoever we do, oh God, it shall prosper on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we refute, Father God, every argument and every theory, Father God, every reasoning, Father God, every high and lofty thing, oh God, that would set itself against the knowledge of God, Father God, everything that would set itself against the will of God, everything that would set itself against the plans and the purposes of God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we take every thought captive and bring it into the obedience of Christ, God, the Messiah, the anointed one on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God, even on this day, oh God, that you would create an atmosphere, Father God, on today, oh God, hallelujah, God, that we can receive whatever it is that we need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would create an atmosphere, an habitation, Father God, that you would just begin to speak to us, oh God, and you would begin to pour in, oh God, my God, that you would begin to share your hearts with us on today, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, that which you're calling for, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God, that you would even, God, create an atmosphere, Father God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, of signs and miracles and wonders, Father God, hallelujah, God, God, that you would create an atmosphere, oh God, hallelujah, God, an atmosphere, oh God, where yokes can be destroyed, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would just have your way in us on today, God, as we yield to the spirit of the living God, I pray, oh God, hallelujah, that your mind would be our mind on today, oh God, and that your will, oh God, would be our will on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that your ways will become our ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that your passion, oh God, will be our passion on today, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we will come in divine alignment, oh God, hallelujah, with everything, oh God, that you've given us to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God, that you would give us, oh God, to pick up the momentum in the spirit, oh God, to move forward, oh God, with acceleration, oh God, and intensification, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, on this morning, Father God, I pray on this morning, God, I pray that you would deal with us, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would deal with every insufficiency, Father God, oh God, that you would deal with the inadequacies, oh God, and the inabilities, oh God, God, that you would deal with the anxiety on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, God, that you would deal with the spirit of fear on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would cause us not to draw back or to shrink back, oh God, for your word says, God, that if we would draw back or shrink back, oh God, that you would, your soul will have no pleasure or delight in us on this morning, my God. Father God, I pray that you would deal with the spirit of resistance on this morning, my God. Everything that would resist your will, oh God, and your plan and your purposes, Father God. The spirit of procrastination on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh God, hallelujah, God, that you would deal with us, oh God. Every spirit of opposition on this morning that will come to contend, oh God, with the plan and the will and the purposes of God on this morning, Father God, I pray that you would deal with those things, Father God. I pray, Father God, hallelujah, that you would just search us on this morning, God. Search our hearts and search our minds, Father God. If it's anything that you find that shouldn't be in us, oh God, I pray that you would take it out of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray on this morning, Father God, that you would make us, oh God, into the vessels that you called us to be, Father God. Father God, vessels of honor, Father God, sanctified and fitting for the master's use, oh God, prepared for every good work. My God, I pray that you would make vessels, oh God, on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, God. Vessels that you can anoint, oh God, and vessels that you can appoint, Father God. I pray, oh God, for vessels on this morning, God, the vessels that you can take off the shelf and pour yourself into. My God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, oh God, that you would make us vessels, oh God. Oh God, vessels that will possess your power, Father God, and vessels that will possess your anointing, Father God. Oh God, vessels on this morning, God, that will carry your glory, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would make us vessels that you can trust, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, vessels of integrity, oh God, and character, Father God. I pray on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would make us vessels, Father God. Father God, vessels that are sold out for the cause of Christ, my God. In the name of Jesus. God, I pray on this morning, my God, that you would make us vessels, oh God, that will infect and affect a lost and a dying world on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would fashion us, oh God, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and you would make us, oh God, hallelujah, God, oh God, that you would use us, oh God, that you would get the glory, oh God, and that you would be glorified in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray on this morning, Father God, for your word says that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but you gave us a spirit of love, a peace, and of a sound mind, my God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, hallelujah, that you would give us to know, Father God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, Father God. Father God, and we're more than conquerors through you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray that you would give us, oh God, to just be all that you said that we can be, oh God, knowing that we are who you say we are, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you would give us such confidence and such boldness, Father God, in this hour, God, and our confidence, oh God, is in you, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you would just give us to trust you, Father God, even when we don't know and we don't understand and we can't see you, oh God, and we don't even know the outcome, God, but we will trust you, oh God, and we will take you at your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for we know that your word shall not return unto you, boy, God, but it shall accomplish that which you sent it out to do, and it shall prosper, oh God, to the thing that you sent it to, oh God, so we stand on your word on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, knowing the heaven and earth shall pass away, oh God, but your world shall remain the same, God. We stand on your word on this morning, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, because we know, God, if you spoke something, oh God, that you would bring it to pass. If you spoke it, oh God, that you would make it good, Father God. We know that you're not the God that you shall lie, nor the Son of Man, oh God, that you shall repent, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we thank you on this morning, oh God, and we just cry out to you, oh God, hallelujah, God. That you would make us, oh God, hallelujah, into the, oh God, into the vessels, oh God, that you called us to be, oh God, that we would do, oh God, that what you said that we would do, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Lord God, we just thank you right now for who you are today, Father God. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, that you are the head of our lives, Father God, and that we can seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, Lord, Father God. Lord God, we just thank you, Father God, for who you are today, Father God. Father God, you are worthy of all praise and honor and glory, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, Father God, for being our heavenly Father, Father God, our Abba Father, Father God, our Daddy, our Papa, our El Shaddai, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for being our healer, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for being our deliverer, Father God, our redeemer today, Father God, and every day, Father God, that you bless us with, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, that we can look beyond the hills, Father God, where our help comes from, Father God. For our help comes from you today, Lord, Father God, and every day that you bless us with, Lord, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for today. We honor you, Father God. We magnify your holy name today, Father God, for you are a good God, a gracious God, and a loving God, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for blessing each and every one, Father God, that is on the line today, Father God, each and every intercessor, Father God. Blessings over each and every one of our family members and loved ones, Father God. Blessings over all prayers, Father God, that have been petitioned, Father God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for blessings over the mother, Father God, who is asking for prayer, Father God, for help, Father God, for her granddaughter, Father God. Lord God, we just come before you humbly, Father God, thanking you, Father God, for her coming forth, Father God, asking for prayer, Father God. Lord, strengthen her today, Father God. Strengthen her heart, her soul, and her mind today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, help her, Lord God, to just keep crying out to you today, Father God. Lord God, I just pray, Father God, that you just bless her granddaughter today, Father God. Help her, Father God, to turn toward you, Father God. If she is not doing your will, Father God, help her, Father God, to turn toward you, Father God. God, do the work work in her that needs to be done, Father God. If you've got a breakthrough to that heart of stone, Father God, breakthrough, Father God, because, Father God, you're the only one that can do it, Father God. You're the only one that can do the circumcision on our heart, Father God. Lord God, we can plant the seed, Father God. People can come along and water it, Father God, but you are the one that gives it the increase, Father God. So, Lord God, I'm praying, Father God, that you help us, Lord God, to plant the seed, Father God, and water it, Father God, so that you will give it to Father God. Help her, Father God, to cry out to you, Father God. Help her, Father God, to learn your word, understand your word, to use your word in her everyday life, and help her, Father God, to teach her, Father God, to apply your word to her life, Father God. Do the work in her, Father God, in her spirit, Father God. Help her, Father God, to cry out for deep, Father God. Deep comes to deep, Father God. Lord God, help her, Father God, to get down deep in you, Father God. Let her roots go deep in you, Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, do the work in her that needs to be done, Father God. As Carla said, Father God, help her to be like a tree, Father God, planted along the river banks, oh God, where her leaves never wither, Father God, and she prospers. She is going to prosper in all that she does, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, and we call it as done, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we're praying, Father God, for each and every person, Father God, that is going through something today, Father God, that you just bless them today, Father God. Touch them in a mighty special way, Father God. Help them, Father God, to seek you first, Father God, to cry out to you, Father God, because we cannot do the day without you, Father God. We need you, Father God, with every breath, every step, every heartbeat, Father God. And Lord, help us, Father God, to control our tongues, Father God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for helping us to focus on communication, Father God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for helping us to control our tongues today, Father God, for the tongue is a flame of fire, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God, for helping us, Father God, to have a gentle answer, Father God. Oh, God, help us, Lord God, that whenever tempers are flared up, Father God, help us, Father God, to stop and think and to think about you, Father God, and what would Jesus do? What would Jesus say, Father God? And help us, Lord, Father God, to think about what we're going to say before we say it, Father God, so that we don't hurt anybody's feelings today, Father God. Lord God, help us, Father God, to look to you, Father God. Help us, Father God, to cry out to you, Father God, whenever we come across somebody, Father God, that's agitated, Father God, that's angry, Father God, with our children, Father God. Help us, Father God, not to raise our voice to them, Father God. Help us, Father God, to talk to them in a normal voice, Father God, and in a calm and sweet, Father God, a calm and sweet voice, Father God, so that their temper, Father God, will come down, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We can't argue in a whisper, Father God. So, Lord God, help us, Father God, to talk gently to people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, help us, Father God, to tame our tongues, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And it can only be done through you, Father God, by seeking you, Father God, by reading your word, Father God, by crying out to you, Father God. We thank you for it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for delivering us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the blood that covers us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all that you've done in our lives, Father God, all that you're doing and all that you will do, Father God. Lord God, we bless your holy name today, and we magnify your holy name, Father God, and we seek you, Father God. And Lord God, we pray, Father God, for blessings over all those that are in leadership positions, Father God, all those that you have appointed into office, Father God, all those that you have elected into office, oh God. We pray for our president, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you just bless him today, Father God. Bless his family today, Father God. Touch him in a mighty special way, Father God, and help him, Father God, to seek your face, Father God. Help him, Father God, to cry out to you, Father God. Break through that stone, Father God, that stone of heart that he may have, Lord God. Help him to know who you are, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and give him a heart of flesh, Father God. God, turn him around toward you, Father God. Do the work in him and his family that needs to be done, Father God, for all the people in Congress, Father God, all the people in the Pentagon, Father God. Do the work in them that needs to be done, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, I'm praying for blessings over the Supreme Court, Father God, for all judges and rulers, all kings and queens, Father God, to do your will as your will be done, Father God. Lord God, I'm praying for all the people of Israel, Father God, today, Father God. Help them today, Father God, in a mighty special way, Father God. Do the work in them that needs to be done, Father God. God, help us in the schools today, Father God. Help the kids to be able to learn, Father God, like they're supposed to learn, Father God. I'm praying for blessings over the teachers today, Father God, to help them, Father God, to do the right thing and to love the children, Father God, to be wanting to do the work, Father God, and not look for it for just the money, Father God, but to put it in their hearts, Father God, to want to come to school every day, to want to teach the children, Father God, the way that they need to be taught, Father God. And I thank you for it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, give them the books that they need, Father God. Help them, Father God, to want to learn, Father God. Help them, Father God, to want to get, help the kids to want to get up and come to school, Father God, and want to learn, Father God, not to be on social media to look and to see who they can fight, Father God, but God, help them to want to come to school and get the education that they need, Father God. Put the word back in the church and in the schools, Father God. Your word back into the schools, Father God, so that the kids can learn more about you, Father God, and not just an after-school program, Father God, but put the word back into the schools, Father God. Your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, we look to you for all things today, Father God. We cannot do the day without you, Father God. We need you right now, Father God, and we thank you, and we bless your holy name, oh, God, and we just give you all praise, honor, and glory, oh, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, God. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
God, we just continue to love you and lift you on this, God. We just bless you for being our God. We just bless you for continually being with us, because we know that in your word it said that you will not always strive with man. So, God, we thank you for this time, God, that we can continue to fellowship with you, to become as one with you. God, we ask that you would just continue to pull us up to a higher place in you, God. Continue to keep that hunger inside of us. Continue to fill us, God, because you said, God, that he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. So, God, we thank you, God, that when we come after you, God, that you make yourself available. We are truly grateful on today. God, we thank you that you are the lifter up of our heads. We thank you, God, that you are the God who dwells in between the cherubim. God, we just thank you, God, that you are the only true and living God. We thank you, God, that when we are yet speaking, you answer us. We thank you, God, that when we call on you, God, you do, in fact, hear us, God, and you send down the blessings. We just bless you for who you are on today, God. We bless you, God, for the changes that you have already caused to take place in our lives, God. We thank you, God, for the things that at one time we were not aware of. Now, God, the light has been shown, and we are grateful for what it is that we now see. So we just come to bless you on this morning, God. We just come to thank you for everything that you have done in our lives, God. We come to thank you, God, that we have been changed into a new man, God. We just bless you, God. We just magnify you on today, God. We magnify you above every situation, God. We magnify you against anything that would dare try to present itself as a problem, God. We magnify you above all, God. We recognize, God, that there is nothing that is too hard for you, God. And we thank you, God, that we have been connected to you. We thank you, God, that you just looked on us and you loved us, God. When we were polluted in our own blood, God, you still drew us to you. We are grateful on this morning. So right now, God, we just lift up individuals, God. God, we ask that your word would find those people, God, so that they can come to the saving knowledge of you, because we know that it is not your will that any man should perish, God, but that they will come to the knowing grace of you. So God, as we lift you on this line, God, we ask that you would draw all men to you, God, that you would draw people, God, who are in their homes right now, who aren't even thinking about this call, but God, we know you can do it. So God, we ask that you would send your spirit there and that you would cause something to just quicken in them, God, that would just cause them to want to know what it is that thus saith the Lord, God. Cause them to either turn on a television program. Cause them, God, to want to go to the church on tomorrow, God. Send someone to them, God, who can tell them about you. God, we just ask that you would draw the individuals on today, God. God, right now, for those who are in need, for those who are hurting, we just rebuke headaches and heartaches, God, and everything that will cause people pain in their lives, God. We just rebuke those things and we cause them to fall to the ground and become as not. God, we just lift up the people right now, God, who are in need of you, God. God, we ask that you deal with the felt needs of your people, that you would meet them at their point of need, God, and you would grant them exactly what it is that they need. God, right now we lift up families. We ask that you would bind them together, God, that where there are disagreements and strife, God, that those would be knocked down, God, and act, God, we ask that you would just release your love over them, that you would cause them to recognize, God, that they need to be one unit. So, God, right now, we just ask that even as you and your son are one, God, that you would call families to be one, God, because we recognize, God, that where there is unity, you will command the blessings, God. So right now, we just ask that you would cause families to be unified. God, we lift up communities and the school systems, God, even for the students in K through 12 and those who are who have gone on to higher education. God, we just speak a blessing over their lives. We just speak protection over their lives, God, even over this weekend, God, as they are going out and just having fun and they're in the communities. We ask that you would just protect them, God, that you would just give them the mindset to stay away from foolishness, God. And if there are those people who are out there trying to deceive them, God, we ask that you would silence the tongue of the deceivers, God, so that they won't be able to implant those thoughts in the lives of the students everywhere, God. And for communities, God, we ask that you would just cause communities to come together so that we can just be unified, God. Cause us to recognize that we need to be more neighborly in this time. God, we just lift up every church that is open in your name. We ask, God, that you would prepare the speakers of tomorrow with a rhema word, that they would have a word that is for the people even right now where they are. So, God, we ask that you would just even give that to the person right now. God, we ask that your word would run swiftly up and down those aisles, God, that the word would be engrafted so deeply in the congregants' hearts, God, that a change would immediately begin to take place. God, where healing needs to take place, God, God, we ask even on tomorrow that your healing virtues would flow throughout these church services, God, so that people will be healed, set free, and delivered. God, we know that you can do it, so God, we ask that Holy Spirit would show up in power on tomorrow, that your angels will find themselves in those places that are opened up in your name, and that people's lives will be changed. God, we ask that on tomorrow morning, that will be somebody's day of deliverance. We ask that on tomorrow morning, we ask that on tomorrow morning, somebody will have a day of a new beginning. God, we declare it, God, that tomorrow morning, that when they enter those churches that are opened in your name, God, that they will leave out as a changed individual. Let something be said. Let something be seen, God, from those people, that they recognize that you are the only true and living God, as the soul panteth after the wall, at the deer panteth after the water brooks, God. Let their souls pant after you, oh God. God, we just thank you because we know that you will do it. We know that you will show up mightily, God, and that you will bring about a life change. God, right now we just lift up the government. We ask, God, that you would surround Trump with godly individuals, God, that you would just continue to penetrate his heart, God, that you would cause him to see what is going on. We ask that you would just place an estoppel on the foolishness that is taking place, God, that you would cause what has already been set forth in motion to stop. God, we ask that you just let everything unravel, God. Continue to let everything unravel, God. Use him as an example to the people that our God reigns, that our God sits high and he looks low, and that he is the only ruler. God, we say, let your kingdom come. Let your will be. Let your will be done in this earth, God. We are not worried about how things may look because these are just temporary facts. But, God, we stand on the truth of your word, God. God, do it for your name's sake. You get the glory, God, so that we will recognize that it doesn't matter how things are looking or what the report is saying, that we will be able to say that we believe the report of the Lord, God. Let it be as an ensign for this end time, God, where we will recognize that we need to cry out to you because you, in fact, are the only true and living God, that you are the one who has all power in your hand, God, and that there is absolutely nothing that is too hard for you. Now, God, we just lift up the intercessors that are on this line, God, and the intercessors all across the world, God. We ask that you would send out your light and your truth, God, and let them lead us in your ways, God. God, we ask that you would keep us alert, that you would keep us standing guard, that you would keep us on our watch post, God, and that you would grant us the spirit of revelation knowledge, God, that we will not be deceived in these times, God. Let your word be engrafted in us so deeply, God, that anything that would appear before us, God, that it will not be able to stand because your word, God, abides richly with us, God. Let your word just fill us, God. Let it just rise up out of us, God, that if anything is contrary, God, that that word would be the one. That the word would be the one that would be able to silence the enemy. We say, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered, God. The enemies of lies and deceit, let them be silenced right now in the name of Jesus. The enemies of backbiting and confusion, let them be silenced, God. The enemies of violence and oppression, let them be silenced even right now, God. God, we thank you that you are God of all. We thank you, God, that you light upon us, God, that you give us what it is that we need to declare in this atmosphere. And right now, God, we declare, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. We thank you, God, for how you use us in these end times. We thank you, God, for how you are drawing us even closer to you. We thank you, God, that you have called us friends and that you share your plans with us, God, so that we can be effective in this earth realm. So, God, we just bless you. We just thank you for everything that we just thank you, God, for everything that you have placed in our hearts to say. We thank you for everything that you have placed in our imaginations to see. We just thank you, God, for how you are using us in this time to be effective, God, so that we can advance the kingdom, God. And we ask that you would just continue to go before us, God, that you would just continue to speak with us, God, so that we can be about our Father's business. We just thank you and we just love you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're going to close out with Philippians chapter 3, starting at verse 10. That I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after it that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Pressing toward the mark. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Whose end is destruction? Whose God is their belly?
and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And so we just want to bless the Lord this morning. Thank you, Lord, that we continue to walk soberly, that we continue to walk in discernment, that we continue, hallelujah, to be able to judge things solely by the word of God, hallelujah, and knowing that there is only one judge, which is the word. And so we submit to the word of the Lord, that we submit to God's instruction, that we look unto him as author and finisher of our faith. And so, Lord, we bless you on this morning. We give you glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that you alone are God, and besides you there is no other God. Father, I praise you, and I give you glory, and I give you honor for your faithfulness towards us. I thank you for your presence and your power. I thank you for your anointing, Father. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you are God all by yourself. I thank you, Lord God, that besides you there is no other God. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you reign in the heavens and you reign in the earth. And so, Father, this morning we just bless you, and we thank you, God, that you, Lord God, would just begin to reign in our hearts. I thank you, God, that you would wash from us every impurity, that you would wash from us, God, everything, God, that's not like you. I thank you, Lord, that we would come and that we would lay our hearts bare before you, that we would lay our spirits bare before you. I thank you that you are author and finisher of our faith, that you are our redeemer, that you are our God, that you are our soon coming King. And Father, we worship you this morning. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. We give your name the praise. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what you will do. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, God, that you're the God that vindicates us, that you are the God that makes a way out of no way. Oh, God, that you are our God. And God, I thank you, Lord, that even in this hour, God, that you are calling us daily to crucify this flesh, that no flesh might be able to glory in your presence. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just pray for a holy washing in this hour, God, that you'll bring us back to the altar, that you'll bring us back to your feet, God, that you'll bring us back, God, to that time of prayer, that you'll bring us back to that time, oh God, where we only seek your face and we seek your will. Oh God, we thank you, God, that in this hour, God, that it cannot be about us. I pray for us. I pray, oh God, that this flesh be crucified daily. I pray, oh God, that this mind of ours, God, be washed and sanctified and purified. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, my God. Oh God, that I understand that in this flesh dwells no good thing. God, and that's why we cry out unto you this morning. We cry out unto you, God, in this hour, God. God, that you'll begin, Lord God, God, that you'll begin to touch our mouths. And God, that you'll give us what to say. God, for we understand, oh God, God, that we are mere vessels of clay. God, that we are meet for the master's use. And Father, that you are our lead and our guide. And so, God, we cast down every spirit of debate. Oh, God, we cast down, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, every demon of contention. Come against, oh, God, every demon of strife. God, detox our spirit. God, until we look like you. God, until our affections, God, is set upon those things that are in heaven and not on things on the earth. God, I pray for us in this hour. God, that you would break the spirit of performance. I pray for us in this hour, God, as the body of Christ, oh God, God, that you would detox our spirit. God, that whatever we do for you. God, whatever we say it because we obey. God, wherever we go, God, we go because we obey your instructions. Bring us back to a place of obedience. God, that our desire is simply to obey God. God, scatter this spirit in this hour. Scatter this spirit, oh God, that has become infectious in your body. Scatter this spirit, oh God, that has become infectious in the body of Christ. God, bring us back to a place of humility. Bring us back to a place, oh God, God, where we're not exalting ourselves, but God, that we are humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God, who will exalt us in due season. God, I pray for us. Restore humility of mind. Restore humility of spirit. God, we come into agreement. God, as you break the gossiping spirit, as you break the backbiting spirit, every unholy, every ungodly spirit, everything, God, that comes to discredit our witness, everything, oh God, Father, help our minds. Father, I pray for us. I pray, let this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. Oh God, test the mind in this hour. Oh God, invade the body of Christ, oh God, that the mind, oh God, is not conformed to this world, but that we are transformed. I thank you for transformation. I thank you that our minds are transformed by the word. I thank you that you are regenerating us. I thank you that you are washing us. Father, I thank you. Let your spirit flood our soul. Let your spirit come into our soul, man. Let it wash out, God. God, we need an encounter in our soulless realm. God, the place where we keep a record of life experiences. We need a washing, God. We need a washing. And so, Father, we praise you in this hour. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God, I give your name the glory. I just need you right now just to begin to pray in your heavenly language. Pray in your heavenly language. That there is a breakthrough that might take place in the spirit realm.
Thank you, Jesus.
intercessors to press through, because there are things we need to pray that we don't even know how to pray. Ekomandia. But there is such an uprising of the flesh in the church. Ekomandia. There is such an uprising of the flesh. Ekomandia. We are being snared. But we need God to set the captive free. God, we silence the voice of the flesh. We silence the flesh this morning. We speak into the atmosphere. Ekomanchia in our flesh dwells no good thing. Ekomanchia. Ekomanchia no hoshema.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. That we might turn our face to the walls in this hour. Those of us that believe that we are part of the remnant church, we've got to turn our face to the wall. That this advancement of flesh will be brought down. We become more vocal than ever, but we are not spiritually vocal, we are fleshly vocal. We are opening up our mouths and we're releasing fleshly words, not spiritual words. And so we have got to pray for the body. God, there is such an uprising of flesh like never before. And we think we are justified. And we think it's God, and it's not God. It's the filth of our flesh. But we've got to be like Paul that says, I beat my body, and I bring it under subjection. That after I have preached to others, that I myself not be disqualified from the race. The flesh desire is to disqualify. But I pray for the body. I pray for us. I pray for us that we'll get back into alignment. I pray for us that we'll come back into harmony and synergy with the Spirit of Christ. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God, emande behe komanchi ando hoshe. Oh God, emando hoshama, let this mind be enough, which is also in Christ Jesus. God, give us your mind. Give us the mind of Christ. Give us a desire to do your will. Give us a desire to lay down our life. God, what happened to those? What happened to that cry? God, restore that cry. Restore the cry. Form our inner man. And God, don't let it just be words, but let it be a cry of our hearts. Let our hearts cry out for deliverance. Let our hearts cry out after God. Oh God. Oh God. Yes, Lord. God, that things in our spirit man might be settled. God, oh God, I pray for spiritual liberty. I thank you for true liberty of the spirit, not of the flesh. Oh God, God, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, God. God, wash us. I God, that deliverance might take place in us. God, I pray for us. God, as you detox our spirit, man, God, from every fleshy behavior, for everything we condone and it's not you, for everything we do and we justify, but God, I pray we need your true seal of approval. We need your true hand upon us. We need the hand of God. And Father, I pray we need your hand. We need the hand of God upon our ministries. We need the hand of God. We need your seal on our life. We need your seal, God. God, not a form of godliness. God, where we deny the power. But Father, let it be true. Let us be true to you. Let us be true to what we know about you. Let us be true to the word. Oh, God, have mercy on us. God, for the hour that we are truly living in. Oh, God, have mercy. That we'll throw ourselves back on the altar, that we'll get back on the altar, that we'll get into his face. Oh, God, emando hoshamah. Oh, God, let's just worship him just right now. Let's just take a few moments and just begin to give him glory. Just give God some glory. That you enter into
your heart.
Oh, God,
you are worthy of all praise and blessing and glory, oh God. We bless your holy name today, oh God. For you are worthy, Father God. You're in control of all situations, oh God.
Your word this morning. Oh my God, that you are Father Jesus, we pray your word this morning, God, that you will supply every need. We pray your word this morning, that you will protect us, oh God. We pray your word this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we thank you for your word this morning, God, that it won't return back to your board, oh God, but it will do exactly what you sent it out to do, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that two or three come together, God, in your name. Your word says that you're in the midst of God. God, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the double that you have blessed around this morning. God, we thank you for the turnaround, God. We thank you, God, for those things, Lord God, that you're doing, oh God. We thank you for your hand of mercy that's upon our lives. God, we thank you for the things that you're keeping us from, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Things are seen and unseen. So, God, we praise you this morning. We worship you this morning, God. We honor you this morning, God, because you are God. And there's nobody, God, but you, Lord God. And God, we put it all in your hand this morning, oh God. Father God, that you do whatever you will, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you will change the king's heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because your word says the king's heart is in your hand, oh God. So God, do whatever you want to do, oh God. We bow to your sovereignty this morning, God. We submit our ways to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. You said in your word that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. So God, we are bowing this morning that you are Lord, God. Hallelujah. You are sovereign. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we're confessing that you are Lord of lords, King of kings, oh, God. There's nobody, God, but you, oh, God. And so, God, we worship you this morning. We thank you, oh, God, for the truth that's in our heart, oh, God. God, for hearing your voice this morning. And another we won't obey, oh, God. God, we thank you, Lord, God, for speaking in this hour, God. Father God, let us be able to hear, oh, God. Let us submit our ways to you, Lord, God, that we will hear, oh, God, what the Spirit is saying. Father God, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, we reverence you this morning, God. We give your name the glory and all the power, oh God. We give your name the glory, hallelujah, that is due to you, oh God. We thank you for your power and authority, God. Oh my God, that you have given us, oh God. Oh God. Oh God, in the earth realm, oh God. Oh God, as it is in heaven, oh God. Let it be on earth, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for manifestation of your prayer, God. We thank you, Lord God, for fulfillment, God. We thank you, oh God. Oh God, of your word, God. We thank you, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh God, we know it is so on this morning. We know it is so this morning. Every petition, every prayer, every request that we may know to you, God.
Yes, Lord.
We know it to be so, God. Oh,
hallelujah,
God.
Jesus.
We have experience with you, Lord, that said it is so. Oh, my God.
It is so.
That you don't change. Thank you, God, that you don't change, God. You said you're the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. God, thank you for not changing, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, God. You are God. You are the same. So, God, we thank you this morning. We honor you this morning. We worship you this morning. We call you Lord this morning. Oh, God. We bow to you, Lord God. Yes, God, we bow to you, Lord. We thank you, God. Yes, God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Mighty God. Mighty God. Mighty God.
Thank you, Lord
mighty God.
Jesus.
You're mighty in all your ways, God.
Jesus.
Oh, God, thank you for the strength. Thank you for your strength, God.
Your will.
Yes, God. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Jesus.
Thank you, God, for
Jesus.
Thank you, God, for every door that you
thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Oh, God, for every gift, oh, God. Thank you for your favor.
Jesus.
Thank you, God, for turning around with you. Thank you, Lord, God. Thank you, God.
Jesus, take us
higher. Thank you, God, for your favor.
Thank you, God, for delivering us. Thank you, God, for your presence. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for your work being fulfilled. Thank you, Lord, for your word going forth, oh God, and it's not returning before. God, hallelujah. Oh, God.
Lord, hallelujah.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord God, for everyone that's coming in your name. Thank you, Lord God, for the remnant.
Oh, God.
Thank you, God, for Jesus. Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, God, have mercy. Have mercy this day, God. Have mercy this day, God.
Thank you, Lord.
God, thank you for your grace this day, God. But we know that it's your grace, God. Thank you, Lord, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, turn your heart, oh, God, to stone, God. Come on, thank you, God. God, come on, to chase after you, oh, God. Oh, God, and nothing else will be, oh, God. For you will be evil, God. Hallelujah, God, to be good, God. Call us, oh, God, when we have evil thoughts, oh, God. Turn them into, Lord God, loving thoughts, oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Oh, God, we know what we can avoid, oh, God. Evil is ever present, oh, God. Give us the strength, oh, God, to rebuke evil, God, and do good. Thank you, Lord, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Help us to fight, oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that calls us to die daily, God. Help us to die daily, Lord God, this flesh, oh God, to die daily, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh,
hallelujah.
This carnality, Lord, that you are God, hallelujah. You are God, you are Lord, hallelujah. You are our Savior, you reign supreme. Oh, God, there's nothing we can do without you, Lord. Oh, God, we give you glory today, God. We give you glory this moment, God. We thank you, Lord God, for ordering our footsteps, God. Oh, God, ordain, God, continuously, oh, God. Oh, God, that we will walk upright before you, God. God, we will walk in holiness, oh, God. For your word said, without holiness, no man shall see you, God. So, God, give us, oh, God, what we need, Lord, to walk upright before you, God. In holiness, God, in the truth, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, when we are persecuted for truth, oh, God, for your sake, oh, God, hallelujah, that you arise, oh, God, that our enemies be scattered. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, let truth be, oh, God, hallelujah, be truth, and every man be a liar. God, we thank you for the truth this morning. Thank you, Lord God, that we walk in truth, God. We strive, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, to do what you called us to do, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we speak your strength, God, this morning. Supernatural strength, God. Oh, my God, supernatural strength, God. The ability, oh, God, to do it, oh, God, only you have called us to do, God. Oh, God, let us lay our hands on everywhere our feet try, God. God, we thank you for your favor this morning. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord, for your favor.
Hallelujah.
God, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, favor.
Thank you.
God, we speak it into the atmosphere, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, even as we pray, oh, God, out of hurt and disappointment, God, we pray, oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray that you are the Savior. Oh, God, because you said when we cry out, God, you will hear and deliver us from all our troubles.
Thank you,
we're praying this morning. Oh, God, we're praying, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God, from the reservoir. God, we're praying, God, from what's left over. Oh, my God, that you will refill, God. That you will strengthen, God. God. Oh, God,
thank
do it
you,
like
Lord.
Only you can. Oh, God, thank you for your strength.
Yes, God,
thank you for your strength. Oh, yes, God, thank you, Lord. God, for your healing, God. Thank you, Lord. Deliverance,
thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Salvation, we thank you this morning.
Hallelujah.
We thank you this morning. Oh, God, for what
thank
the enemy
Lord.
Meant.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, we bless him this morning for this time of prayer. We praise the Lord for those of you who have called in and connected with us in prayer. Remember to join us tonight, 9 p.m. At 515-739. I forgot the rest of the number. Somebody on here has it. Let me see who is on here. Oh, they have the number for tonight. I think it's 1039. I'm not sure. I have to go back and get it in. Share it on my page. But, Sharon, do you have the number for tonight, 9 p.m. call? Sharon or somebody. I don't know who might have
one
it.
Second.
But anyway, okay.
And the passcode is 242-560-141 pound.
Amen. Amen. So meet Deaconess Sharon Quinn and the intercessors tonight at the 9 p.m. prayer call. Amen. God bless you. Thank you all for joining us this morning. God go with you. Have a blessed and wonderful Saturday. Concludes the time
you
of
also.
Our intercessory
God bless you.
Prayer. Amen. This concludes the time of intercessory prayer. Amen. Blessings.